Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Lalisa Williams Show. I thank you for tuning in. For those of you, whether you're you called in on the phone lines or you're in the chat room, or those of you that might go back and listen to the archive, we thank you for tuning in. Maybe you're on your drive home, you're in your car. We just really, really, really appreciate you tuning in to the show. We have a very important topic that we want to talk to you about today, and I tell you, it really couldn't come, you know, at a better time than what we're seeing right now. All right, you know, we've just recently learned about the killings in Aurora, Colorado, and we, you know, it just really saddens us, breaks our heart. And, you know, I wasn't even trying to put all of this together. I believe that this is certainly the work of the Holy Spirit to put together the show topic for today, to talk about easy living in tough times. How do you have easy living for tough times? Y'all, the times are tough. I mean, they're tougher than tough. Talk about a storm. If you're in the Northeast or other parts of the East Coast and possibly even some of the Midwest, you've experienced recently storms, torrential rains just pouring down, and some of you may be going through a storm in your life. You know, we get on here, we talk motivation and we talk empowerment, but we have to face reality and face the facts that some people can't get to that dream life and to that abundant living because they are facing a storm that is literally wiping them out, is sapping your energy, is sapping their strength. But God has given us the ability to help restore people's strength. Earlier today, I was out on Route 22. I had to take a ride down to a company, and I was talking to some people down there. And on the way back, and sort of in the mountainside area, if you know New Jersey at all, as I was riding back, I'm driving down Route 22, and I noticed that the traffic was slowed down, and part of the traffic was cut off a little bit, and I was wondering what had happened, because it wasn't quite rush hour time for people to be getting off work, where typically you're going to find traffic jams. But I said, I wonder what is going on. Sure enough, I get down to this one area, and there had a street was blocked off. Now, not 22, but one of the streets that lead off of Route 22 on the eastbound side was blocked because no one would be able to turn onto that street. So the police were actually on 22 with a blockage right before you got to that street to make sure no one made a right turn onto that street, because a big, gigantic tree had come down and was laying across the road. I'm telling you, from one sidewalk, wherever the tree had come up from, and it stretched all the way across the entire street to the other sidewalk. I'm telling you, I said, God, I just pray that no one's car was driving at that time, and no child was, well, we know because of the rain, nobody would have been out there playing. Thank God, right? And, you know, you just have to, and then with the whole thing, again, in Colorado, you know, people, there are people, boy, oh boy, oh boy, talk about some tough times. So, you know, I'm just led, you know, to do this show today to give people some encouragement, some hope, to hang in there, even though we're in this very, very tough time. And I'm reminded of a passage of scripture. I went online to look up what should we do in the time of a storm. What should we do, y'all? You know, some people, like I said, you might have a storm. It could be in your marriage. It could be in your finances. It could be in your job, in your career. It could be in your relationship. It could be in a relationship with your children. It could be, your storm could be addiction. Somebody else's storm could be poverty. Someone else's storm could be a medical condition, some illness, some sickness, some disease. Your storm could be low self-esteem. You could have a storm of depression, oppression. Storms come in many formats, many shapes, many styles. But there's one answer for the storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is an answer for the storm. And you know, Jesus has that answer. As a matter of fact, he not only has the answer, but he is the answer. He's still the answer. I heard a woman preach once down in Maryland, and Minister Lavetta, and she said, Jesus is still the answer. And so we just thank God, and we want people to know that. But Jesus, remember now what he did for the storm. He just simply told the waves. He rebuked the winds. He rebuked the winds, and he spoke to the waves, and he said, quiet, be still, be still. And that's what we have the power to do. We have the power to tell the storms that are raging in our lives, the sickness, the disease, the disasters, and even the Columbine situations. Well, not Columbine, but Colorado. Those situations, we have the power to speak to our storms and to say, just like Jesus did, he was able to have peace right there in the midst of the storms, but he had to do something. Okay, people, you, and guess what? That's a word for you. You got to get up and do something. You can't just sit there and wish it away and hope it goes away, and I wish this had never happened, and my life would be so much better if this had never happened, and if this had never happened, I would have this. And if only this didn't happen, I would be that. No, 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 that's not the right attitude. I'm sorry to tell you. No, you got to take what, look at it for what it is. The winds are raging. The waves are raging. Get up and speak to your storm. Tell your storm, be quiet, be still. You know, and this is what we have to do. You want to live a stress-free life? Do you want to live? Do you want easy living for these tough times? Okay? Do you really want to experience easy living for these tough times? I'm telling you, there is an answer. There is easy living for these tough times. And it is found in the Word of God, in the power of God, when He says, peace, be still. Peace, be still. You know, a lot of people may not believe that this really works. And those are the people who are probably experiencing a lot of storms, a lot of hell is breaking loose in their lives simply because they don't believe. They're saying to themselves, oh, that won't work for me. That'll never work. Oh, Lalisa, that's just for you. How foolish you sound, to take a phrase from the good pastor, Dr. Creflo Dollar. And how foolish that sounds. He is no respecter of persons. So I'm bringing you right now the authority, and I come in the authority of Christ Jesus to say that your storm can be shut down. Oh, yes, you do. You have the power to shut it down. Whatever storm you might be going through in your life, you have the power to shut it down. Shut it down. Shut down the storms of life that are raging. And wake up the power of God that is within you. Okay? And here's the thing. Even if things don't get any better, even if things don't get any better for a while, because it could take a minute. It might take a little minute. Don't give up on what you believe. The one thing God wants to do, He is going to test you to see if your belief is real or if it's fake. If it's real or if it's fake. If it's fake, He's going to know it. And if it's real, you can't fake the funk with God. You know, people say, fake it till you make it. Not with Jesus, you won't. You might do it with everybody else, but you will not do it with Him. See? And, you know, you got to be able to, you know, God is my survival tool. You're right. I'm taking Him with me everywhere I go. When I get in my car, I want Him right there. So, yes, I want to usher Him in with prayer, thanksgiving, praise, you know. I just pray for all those people that were in that movie theater. I hope you took Jesus in there with you. I hope you had Him sitting there with you. I hope when the shooter began to shoot, I pray that those individuals who knew the words of the Lord, they knew to call on Him. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I just pray over those souls that were, those lives that were lost, that in their final moment, that they called on the Jesus that maybe you or somebody you know have witnessed to them. You see, here's a little secret that I learned a long time ago, thanks to some upbringing that I got. And we all are a result of all this upbringing that we got, so to speak. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go. And then when it's old, it won't depart therefrom it. I'm living proof that when you train up a child in the way it should go, when it gets older, it'll begin to bring these things back to its remembrance. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. It brings us into all truth. And I remember being told that you cannot stay here forever. Like, there's going to be a great transition. And a lot of the smaller transitions that we have are just a symbol of the greater transition. You know, we transition from being a baby to a to a child, and from a child to an adolescent, from an adolescent to a teen, from a teen to a young adult, and so on and so forth. The transitions never stop. And so likewise, we're going to transition out of this life into another life, one way or another. But here's the key to the transitioning. Make sure that we make our election sure. Make sure that while it is day that we are working out our soul salvation. You know, there is work to do, y'all. Everybody got work to do. It's not just for the ushers or for the facility manager or the ministry leader of this and that group and that organization and that committee in the church. It's not just for the preacher and the teacher and the evangelist and everybody. Everybody has to work out their soul salvation. That means you got to work. That means that there is work to do. There is work to do. And people don't want to work. There are a lot of people, they don't want to work. They don't want a bit more work. They want to sit back and just hope it happens. Well, there will be no just sitting back and hoping that something will happen, because nothing will happen. You know, everybody just wants to have their sex, and that's it, you see. But you better get it right. You got to get it right. Got to get it right. Got to move on. Do the thing that God would have us to do. Be who God would have us to be. And He wants good for us. Yes, He does. He wants good for us. He wants us to live in the abundant Christian life. He wants the power of God to be in our lives and to make an impact. Boy, oh boy, can you imagine having been able to have gotten to those youth over there? Okay, we got to stop playing around. We got to find our purpose, and we got to get on our purpose. Okay, we want to have. You want to have a life. You want easy living for the storms in your life. Just allow Jesus to be your anchor. Just like when He was on the boat, He was their anchor. And when the storm came, you see what they went and did? They went and got Jesus. They knew who to get. And now we have that same authority that spoke to the winds and the rain and the waves. We have that same authority living inside of us. So now we get to speak to the storms in our life and tell them, peace, be still, quiet, settle down, go sit down, storm. You're not going to bother me today, because today I'm on easy living. That's right. Just go on and put it on lock. But you know how they tell you with the radio show, you know, lock it in. Lock in easy living. Hallelujah. We locking it in, y'all. We're not stressing. No. We're not stressing over any of this stuff. Those days are over. We're not stressing, but we're working. Oh, yeah, we are. We're working because we have work to do, because we were told to work out our soul salvation. We were told that we could do all things. We could do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We were told that no weapon formed against us, man, woman of God, boy, girl of God, will prosper. So for the young man who formed a weapon, put on the suit, put on the all that he did, he formed that weapon, and guess what? That weapon did not prosper in the things that God, it would not prosper against God's people. But now you got to pray and be covered with the Word of God. The Word of God tells us that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the righteous hold up a standard. God will hold up a standard for you. I just give Him thanks and glory right now. I just honor Him right now. You know, easy living in storms. In times of a storm. And right now, if this ain't a storm, I don't know what is. Anytime you can turn on your television
and you can hear about something like this happening, anytime we have people who are just, you know, out there just doing things that just don't even matter, I'm telling you, it's just, you know, we better know who to turn to. All right? We better know who we're turning to. We better know who to call on. All right? We better know who to call on. There's no time to be trying to figure it out. We need Jesus in our lives. We really do. And we need to understand the power that God has. Okay? We can make a change. Or we can make a difference. Or we can make a difference, I should say. We have so many things. Now, let me see what's going on. There's a lot going on. We have our women's conference coming up. I want you to make sure that you go to our Facebook page and that you like our Facebook page for our women's conference coming up. I can't wait. I can wait. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm going to wait. Trust me. I'm not rushing God. You know, we used to sing a song. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. You got to, you can't rush him. You got to give him time no matter how long it takes. Okay? Oh, he's a God that you can't worry. He'll be there. He's a God you can't hurry. He'll be there. Don't you worry. Now, here's the thing. He may not come when you want him, but guess what? He is always, and I do mean he's always right on time. Is he not? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He is on time, right? He is going to definitely fulfill every promise that he has made. Because he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should, whatever he says is going to happen. It's going to happen. And you are going to see great things happening. You're going to see great things happening with God. And I tell you, I'm just excited. So please make sure you go over to our page, like our page. We would love to... we would love to definitely have you support us at this event, all right? We would love to have you do that. We would love to have you, you know, share it with others. Share it with others. Let other people know that this is something that you plan on going. This is something that you plan on making happen for yourself and for others. I tell you, I am just excited about all that is going to happen. So we have that going on. There are other things. We have workshops coming up where we're trying to help people get jobs. If you or someone you know is in need of an admin job, consider working with the temp agencies. Okay? Consider working with the temp agencies because they are still hiring, right? And they are also looking for people, especially people with administrative background. If you know anybody with an administrative background, you know, definitely make sure that these people contact myself or some of our other partners. We are very, 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 very excited. Easy living for tough times. You know, I just really love that topic because I have been through some tough times, right? Yes. I tell you, it's just really, really, really amazing. So we have that going on. We definitely want you to come out. We actually want to say a happy birthday to all our Facebook friends. If it's your birthday, we want to give you a birthday shout-out.
And now what I want to do is I want to do something a little bit different from what we've done in the past, some of the things that we've done before. We want to have next week, I have some exciting people coming on the air, so please, please, please make sure that you stay tuned and that you stay connected. For next week, we have some powerful people coming on, and we're so much looking forward to it, all right? I see that somebody has posted on Facebook a No More Bullying campaign, and so now it's up to, over, you know, it's a closed group. This group is here to help those who have been mistreated by others to the point that they're willing to take their lives because of the constant bullying that they had to endure. We have started a national No Bullying campaign. I have joined several groups that are trying to get legislation to help prevent and stop this. The founder of Failure Turned Into Success, Inc. knows firsthand the effects of being bullied. He has written a book entitled It's Time to Heal, The Claude Jones Story, and used this book for his seminars. So I'm going to join his group, and we'll see what happens. He probably will let us into the group, so we really appreciate that. Motivational speaker Claude Jones, wonderful Claude. So we'll probably get Claude onto the broadcast at some part. We know we got Dorothy Cook. She is also one of the persons who is now has a television show, The Amateur Millionaires, along with some other of her team members and partners. So we're very excited about that. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, please, 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 please call me or inbox me on Facebook or send me some kind of a notice letting me know that you would like to be a guest on the show, and we will get you on the show. We're also going to have some other people coming on the show that have different backgrounds and going to be sharing information that will help you in your life, help you to become a success, help you to get that easy living, you know. I'm just loving that, because I'm telling you, for some of us, we've been fighting and fighting and fighting such a storm, and it's time to chill out, relax, take it easy. We have the power to turn things around in our situations. We have the power. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling for the remainder of the year. I'm going places. I'm excited about the places that I'm going, North Carolina, going down to Virginia. Oh, I can't wait. My good friend is doing a conference down in Virginia, and I'm loving it. I can't wait. I'll be going down there when I go to our timeshare. We'll be down there. I'm also going to your city. So if you have, I'm going to Florida. I can't wait to go to Florida. I'm going back to Ohio, to the Cleveland area, working on a project there with a young lady. Just, you know, just going to some great places. Going tomorrow to a beautiful luncheon down in Newark. Should be an awesome, fabulous, fabulous event. But you got to get involved. If you want to, you know, see your storms cease, if you want that thing to be over, you got to get involved. You got to make things happen. Well, we're down to about 90 seconds, so we're going to end the show here, and we look forward to you being back Monday. And
thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.